As a priest, you can imagine that I have heard the Passion account for Palm Sunday and Good Friday numerous times. In a given weekend, I will hear it 4 times, typically. I will read the part of Jesus. I will listen to the narrator, the voice, the crowd. But yet, even though I've heard it so many times, each year there's something new that stands out to me. For example, this year, it was the three Simons of Palm Sunday's Passion. It says at the very beginning that Jesus was dining in the home of Simon the leper. Secondly, we have Simon Peter, the apostle. Thirdly, we have Simon the Cyrenian. And as I thought about those three Simons, I realized that each one has a different role and relationship to Jesus on this Palm Sunday in this Passion reading. Simon the leper, first of all, who is he? Why don't we know more about him? Could he be one of the lepers? Could he be that leper that came back to Jesus, healed one of the 10, the only one to give thanks to him? Why was it that Jesus was staying with Simon the leper, and why is he known as Simon the leper? Was it because Jesus healed him of his leprosy? Jesus is in the home of Simon the leper. He has been welcomed. Simon the leper welcomes Jesus. In my life, do I welcome Jesus like Simon the leper? Simon Peter, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. And maybe in my life, sometimes I've had a denial attitude towards Jesus. No, Jesus, I don't want to follow that commandment of yours right now. I deny it. Maybe when I'm with my friends, I deny being as devout as I might be. I dismiss it. Have I been the denier of the Lord? Simon's of Cyrene, called forward from the crowd to help Jesus. How am I called to help Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poor? Have I done so? Am I unwilling, maybe at first, hesitant? Maybe as Simon of Cyrene was, but then as I help, well, God does something in my heart and in my life as a result. The three Simons of Palm Sunday. Which one are you?